bastard star. His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, his love endures forever. Sing praise.
Welcome to Finding God in Prison with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, the founder and director of the WINGS program, an inmate reentry and recovery program. And now, here's your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good afternoon, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Finding God in Prison. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This week, my friends, we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Advent, and we are preparing for the Christmas season. With Christmas only days away, I hope that you are preparing well for the Christmas season and that state of mind that we are focused on the birth of Christ. And you know, in the WINGS program, the Lord is truly at the center of our program. And putting God first is one of the essential pieces of success in reentry, success in recovery from substance abuse and alcoholism. And we advocate for men to find their faith, to help them to open the door to a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, and then to put into play the actual Word of God into their life, to try to live it out, if we will. And so we have a variety of different things that we cover in the WINGS program that are important. And today, one of the things we want to acknowledge is family life itself. And for many of our men who are incarcerated or who are in recovery programs for a year or so, they are separated from families. And this is one of the hardships that families and a person will see when they are incarcerated. And that separation can be devastating to the relationship and create a lot of sadness, not only for the person who's incarcerated, but for their families, for their children. And they kind of have to deal with that. It's one of the great challenges and struggles that people have who are dealing with incarceration. And I know we had a gentleman in the WINGS program who told me that his mother had died. And Rich had graduated from the WINGS program. And about a month later, he knocked on the door over at CFCF in the Philadelphia Department of Prisons. And he asked me if I can talk to you. And he said, I just wanted to let you know that my mother died. And I said, well, that's terrible, Rich. I'm so sorry to hear that. He said, yeah, the thing was, you know, I've been preparing to come home, getting ready to reenter. And that was my entire focus, to go home and spend more time with my mom. And now she's gone, you know. And Rich was devastated. He truly was. He was probably about 30 years old. And now he lost his mom. And the years he had spent incarcerated, you know, were difficult because he couldn't see his parents. He couldn't see his mother. He had no time, you know, because of serving time. And now she was gone. And Rich went on to serve 4 to 7 years upstate and so was unable to get home. But he had to deal with the loss of his mom while incarcerated. And today's show is really about appreciation for other people. And for the people who are alive and with us, we want to make sure that we are doing everything we can for them, for our immediate families, our children, our parents. What can we do to reduce the stress on them? Can we bring more love to them? Can we make their life a little bit easier? And for the men and women who are incarcerated in the WINGS program, we strive to get that message across, that family life will change. And that while people are alive and in your life, we want to make the most of that relationship. We want to treat others as you would like to be treated. We want to, you know, make amends whenever necessary. So for those out there who are struggling with bitterness from the past wounds, we encourage you to this Christmas season to write a letter of forgiveness or a letter of apology if you wounded someone else, and to make amends, to really bring the peace as God calls us to bring it. And this is important. And for many of our people, we see relationships broken down for decades. And unfortunately, you know, this will breed division. So can we reunite people, husbands and wives, fathers and sons, mothers and daughters? Can we reunite brothers or sisters by showing enough humility and basically bringing people back together through forgiveness and through an apology? And this is important. And it's no time like the present to write that letter of apology or forgiveness to your loved one, my friends. In the Wings program, we take action. We are doers of the word, and God calls us to forgive. It's right there in the Our Father prayer. God calls us to forgive others as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, our Father in heaven will forgive us for our sins. And this is important. He wants us to settle our differences, to make amends, to strengthen our families, strengthen our relationships, and it takes action. It does not take inaction. It's time this day, this Christmas season, to make amends with those who have you have been separated from. Those who have wounded you, I challenge you to pick up a pen and paper and to write a letter of forgiveness. Make a call and forgive someone for the wounds that they have inflicted on you. Once again, because God calls us to that. Now, if you have an apology to make to someone because of something they that you did to them, then that is the same category. We want to send out that letter of apology or make a phone call right now before their time comes, my friend. Take a moment to write a letter of apology from the heart and to apologize. And God calls us to make the peace once again. So if you're out there listening, whether you're incarcerated or not, whether you're on house arrest, on parole, on probation, in recovery, whether you're not incarcerated at all and just living your own life, but you have this work to do yet to strengthen those relationships, I encourage you right now today to take action. And as a gift for, you know, for you, you know, God will bless you with the joy of the Lord. He will bless you with the joy of Christmas and remove that burden of bitterness that you've been carrying, that reluctancy, that lack of humility. God will replace it with the joy of the Lord, but it takes action. And I encourage you to do that today. And this is important, my friends. Now, this week is a special week as we come up. We're only 9 days away from Christmas. And you know, for most of us, we have a lot of peace. But for some of us, it may be a difficult time because of the loss of a loved one. And like Rich, who lost his mother years ago, this week I went to several funerals. And unfortunately, you know, some good friends of mine lost family members. My good friend Pete lost his father at age 91. He was married for over 60 years, a great man. And my friend George lost his wife, Diane, after 54 years of marriage. And I just tell you, for some of us this Christmas season, it will be difficult. Losing a loved one is never easy. And God calls us to truly to take action and to, you know, look into the heart of another person whenever we can and show appreciation before their moment comes. And I want to share with you a poem that's important. And it has to do with showing appreciation for other people, something we really need to do more often, because some of us, most of us, will take people for granted because they're there day in and day out. And it's like an automobile that's very reliable until it breaks down. We take it for granted. But we need to maintain that machine to make sure reliability is always there. And so this is a poem called If Tomorrow Never Comes. If I knew it would be the last time that I'd see you fall asleep, I would tuck you in more tightly and pray the Lord your soul to keep. If I knew that it would be the last time that I'd see you walk out the door, I would give you a hug and kiss and call you back for just one more. If I knew that it would be the last time I'd hear your voice lifted up in praise, I would tape each word and action and play them back throughout my days. If I knew that it would be the last time I would spare an extra minute or two to stop and say I love you instead of assuming you know that I do. So just in case tomorrow never comes and today is all I get, I'd like to say how much I love you, and I hope we never forget. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone, young or old alike, and today may be the last chance you get to hold your loved one tight. So if you're waiting for tomorrow, why not do it today? For if tomorrow never comes, you'll surely regret the day that you didn't take the time for a smile, a hug, or kiss. And you were too busy to grant someone what turned out to be their one last wish. So always hold them dear, hold them closely today, and whisper in their ear that you love them very much and you'll always hold them dear. Take time to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, or it's okay. And if tomorrow never comes, you'll have no regrets about today. And it's a great poem, my friends, that I share with you to motivate you and I to take action so that the loved ones who are circled around us, the loved ones that we see day in and day out, are not taken for granted, but we show them appreciation. We give them quality time. And this is important, my friends, because time is your most valuable asset. And when we're out of time, we can do no more for our loved ones. And this Christmas season, you know, I reflect back on my father, Dominic, who passed away May 6th, 1981. Been over 41 years. But when we were young, you know, we'd go out and get a Christmas tree and decorate together. Decorate the front of the house with the Christmas lights. It was a very powerful time in my life where my dad and I shared many things. And I just tell you that because if you're out there and you have a son, or your father is out there, or a grandfather, I want you to take some extra time out to really spend the moment with them, the precious present, to enjoy the moment, the little things in life, to enjoy with the people you love this Christmas season. Don't take them for granted, but make a call, write a letter, pay a visit. Do whatever you can to lift them up this Christmas season, because we never know when their time will come. And like my dad, who's gone over 40 years, 41 years, you know, those opportunities are gone to put up a Christmas tree with him or to have a dinner, to go out to an event together. Those opportunities are gone forever. And until my time comes, we won't have that opportunity again. So I encourage you and I challenge you to really be inspired to pick up the phone, to pay a visit, to bring someone the love of God, to lift up their heart today, to tell them you love them, to tell them thank you, or it's okay, I'm sorry, whatever it is that is appropriate for your relationship, I encourage you to do that today and to bring that Christmas gift to the table of life for your own family, to strengthen your family by strengthening the relationships that you have in the circle of family members. This is so important, and very often we let this go by the wayside, and all of a sudden it has been a year or years since we've even touched base with that individual. So it takes a lot of humility, and God calls us to it. The Lord Jesus Christ, you know, while he was at the top of the cross, showed great humility by asking God to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Talking about the people, talking about us who sin, who really are doing what we want to do, doing what feels good. Well, God calls us to a higher standard, a higher level of humility, and to forgive others, to apologize to others, and to live a higher quality life with more patience, more kindness, more understanding, more compassion to those people who are family members and friends in your own circle first. Strengthen your family this Christmas season, my friends. Don't wait. Bring into the new year a higher standard of family life. Don't wait until it's too late and those family members are gone. Take the time to strengthen your relationship with your mom or dad, your son or daughter, your brother or sister, a good friend, a neighbor. Take the time before their time comes. It's an appointment that we cannot miss when God calls us home. And I just tell you, you know, this conversation that we're having today, you and I here at Holy Spirit Radio, is important. It's part of life to lose loved ones. So before we lose them, isn't it time that we show them greater appreciation, greater compassion by listening to their needs and concerns? Show them greater love by being more generous, more patient, kinder, more considerate. This is a great Christmas gift to give to anyone in your life, anyone in your circle, within your home, within your work, within your family life itself. My friends, as we go through the show, Finding God in Prison, I reflect back on a man who lost his son at an early age to an overdose. A gentleman who is a community servant, a great man for Christ, a father, a husband, but he lost a young son, I believe he was about 18 years old, to an overdose, and it changed his life. This week I had the opportunity to see him, to speak to him, and I just tell you, when he shared with me that he lost his son, you know, it really opened my eyes. I could see the sadness in his eyes. So once again, you know, no one knows the future. So I encourage you to take the time to really lift your children up, to invite them into your life, and to spend quality time with them as a father or as a mother. Spend time with your children, because people are moving very quickly between school and sports and friends and girlfriends and boyfriends and all kinds of activities. Spend quality time with your kids. Make good memories, because in the end, that's truly all we have left, are those memories, to celebrate the life of that individual and the good things that they did throughout their life. Now, my friends, I want to shift gears a little bit as we are in the Christmas season. That's a beautiful thing, but for those who are incarcerated, it's a tough day. For those who are incarcerated, illegally, who have been held by laws that maybe need to be changed because of an injustice, an inequity. They are inside, and we want to pray for those individuals who are struggling right now to change their situation in life, who are studying inside the law. And I want to share with you a gentleman who's been incarcerated for quite a few years. He wrote me a letter, and I'm going to share it with you right here. And he says, this letter came in, by the way, November 14th, 2022. Mr. Montone, good day, sir. My name is Taji Jamal Lee, and I was recently transferred to a state prison called SCI Forest. Being new to the facility, which is a highly antagonistic environment, I was reluctant to embrace conversating with the residents here, mostly for good reason. Then, by happenstance, I came across a gentleman named Edward Addison, who shared my enthusiasm for knowledge and edifying conversation. During one of these edifying conversations, he mentioned you. We spoke at length about some of your attributes and contributions to the struggle, and Mr. Addison suggested that I contact you personally and introduce myself. I was hesitant to reach out due to my experience with contacting legislators, grassroots organizations, lawyers, and celebrities, but I refused to quit pursuing my freedom at all costs. I discovered that 9 out of 10 of these individuals aren't who they say they are, and 1 out of 10 are mostly seeking photo ops. I've dedicated my life to helping people that wouldn't and haven't helped me. Men I've gotten out of prison, I overturned 4 life sentences, people I've given my last causes, I've stood for only to be punished alone for standing. I'm presently trying to bring attention in this awareness to a forgotten class of defendants serving illegal and thus unconstitutional sentences throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Mr. Addison said that you're extremely educated and versed in law, politics, etc. So I've included a more time-conservative explanation with the correspondence to give you a better understanding of what I'm talking about in conjunction with what I'm attempting to do. My goal is to draft legislation that operates in the state system how the Second Chance Act operated in the federal system. It's been 10 years almost, and nobody has done anything to remedy the wrong because of the mass exodus it would cause throughout the state. There's over 10,000 prisoners serving illegal sentences like mine. As you could imagine, the courts, as well as the powers to be, don't want to release 10 to 15,000 inmates ever. What they did to us is the equivalent of if they would have told the juvenile lifers who were the reason for changing the law in the first place, look, y'all, you have to continue serving these illegal sentences, but everybody else sentenced after 2012 has to be resentenced. It literally is that simple. There's an organization called Prison Society that published an article of mine about the same topic. Mr. Addison said, your radio show touches on everything from religion to sports to politics, all of my preferred conversation pieces. Mr. Montone, I am 41 years old, sir. I have been in prison for 18 years for what classifies as simple possession in 36 states, 63 grams of powder cocaine and heroin. I was given 30 to 60 years as a first-time, nonviolent, low-level drug offender. I've utilized every day of these 18 years to learn and become a better version of myself. I just need help getting the message out to the world. In return, I will do whatever you need or ask of me. Can you help me? And if so, will you help me? Respectfully, Tajay Lee. And so, my friends, this is a letter from a gentleman who truly has written a beautiful letter in penmanship, in grammar, and he is incarcerated for 18 years and feels that his sentence is too severe for 63 grams of drugs. He was given 30 to 60 years as a first-time nonviolent low-level drug offender, which is an interesting situation. 30 to 60 years is a long time. And in 36 states, he mentions that this is simple possession for 63 grams of powder cocaine or heroin. So I just received a letter, and I'm going to look into this to see if there's any legitimacy to what he's talking about and see if we can do it, because in the WINGS program, one of the benefits of being in the WINGS program is to reduce people's time, to get a reduction in time, a house arrest, a work release, a reduction in bail. And we've done that hundreds of times over the last 25 years. And I just tell you that through Edward Addison, this letter came to me, and Edward has been here on the show at least three or four times as a guest, and he is a wingman, a graduate of the WINGS program in CFCF, and so we have credibility in this letter because it comes through an association who is a wingman who is incarcerated. But we will do whatever we can for this gentleman, Taji Jamal Lee, and we will, you know, look into it for him with the hopes that we can bring greater justice to the situation, not only for him but for other people if possible. And it's a long shot because changing laws require a lot of research and a lot of time and effort, but if, you know, we do the right work, God will bless us, and if it's the right thing to do, God will make the change happen. But I just tell you, for those out there who are selling drugs or doing drugs, taking drugs, and having an impact on society in a negative way, my friends, our job is to prevent all of that, especially for the youth of America. Our job is to help people to avoid the tragedy of using drugs, selling drugs, overdosing on drugs and alcohol, and to avoid incarceration altogether. But when we do have a problem like this, we will look into it. And we want to thank you, my friends, who are listening out there to our program. Thank you for joining us today. That's our show for today. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time here at Finding God in Prison. God bless you, and don't forget to take action with those letters of apology, letters of forgiveness, to bring the love of God to other people this Christmas season. God bless. Have a great day.